$F dollar mode imprints in gravitational waves from coalescing binaries involving aligned spinning neutron stars, by Haoji Kuan et al. The excitation of F mode in a neutron star member of coalescing binaries accelerates the merger course, and thereby introduces a phase shift in the gravitational waveform. Emphasizing on the tidal phase shift by aligned, rotating stars, we provide an accurate, yet economical, method to generate F mode involved, pre-merger waveforms using realistic spin-modulated F-mode frequencies for some viable equations of state. We find for slow-rotating stars that the dephasing effects of the dynamical tides can be uniquely, EOS-independently determined by the direct observables, chirp mass m, symmetric ratio eta and the mutual tidal deformability lambda, while this universality is gradually lost for increasing spin. For binaries with fast-rotating members, is greater than or equal to 800 Hz, the phase shift due to F-mode will exceed the uncertainty in the waveform phase at reasonable signal-to-noise, rho equals 25, and cutoff frequency of is greater than or equal to 400 Hz. Assuming a high cutoff frequency of 10 to the power of 3 Hz and fast, is greater than or equal to 800 Hz members, a significant phase shift of is greater than or equal to 100 rads has been found. For systems involving a rapidly spinning star, potentially the secondary of GW190814, neglecting F-mode effect in the waveform templates can therefore lead to considerable systemic errors in the relevant analysis. In particular, the dephasing due to F-mode is larger than that caused by equilibrium tides by a factor of approximately 5, which may lead to a considerably overestimated tidal deformability if dynamical tidal contribution is not accounted. The possibility of accompanying precursors flares due to F-mode excitation is also discussed. This was $F dollar mode imprints in gravitational waves from coalescing binaries involving aligned spinning neutron stars, by Haoji Kuan et al.